And now you'll forgive us for a guilty pleasure, a little tabloid talk, and some music.
I'm a smacking dream since I was 17. Don't matter if I step on the scene, I'll sneak away to the Philippines. They still gonna put pictures of my derriere in the magazine.
And in case you didn't catch it, that's Britney Spears singing there from her hit song, Piece of Me. It's currently number 18 on the charts, and Britney is back on top of the tabloid headlines. She was taken from her home by ambulance again last night. We'll spare you the details of Britney's troubles, but this is NPR, so there is one angle to this story we feel sufficiently competent to tell you about. There's a ballet about Britney's life about to hit the stage in London. Meltdown has its world premiere tomorrow at Queen Elizabeth Hall. Now, the score is not quite this refined, and there's definitely plenty of too short shorts, paparazzi, and dirty dancing, just the kind of thing that gets a choreographer thinking.
I thought this would make a really interesting story, you know. I became fascinated by the fact that we're also fascinated with her. You know, you can't open a newspaper without having her in it.
That was Hubert Esikow speaking to the BBC. This is not the first time the Brits have been inspired by a modern American tabloid figure. The composer of Meltdown, Richard Thomas, also scored Jerry Springer, the opera, 5 years ago. That show was exported to the U.S. It played two nights this week at Carnegie Hall. We'll have to wait and see if he can do it again with Britney's story, Meltdown.
You want a piece of me, piece of me, me, me.
And this is NPR, National Public Radio.